Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming live coast to coast and around the world on CRNTalk.com, also available in stunning high definition video on Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Check us out there, get in the chat room. And I'm joined, as always, by the acting legend, the football legend, all-around great guy, Mr. Fred Dreyer, soon-to-be birthday boy. How are you, Fred?
Thank you so much. Great to be with you, Jeremy. Great to see you. And Michael, thank you for hopping aboard today.
Very happy to be here. Of course, I'm sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, who's out on assignment. And, of course, we have a crack producer here, Jeremy Dayton, soon-to-be married, Jeremy Dayton.
Ooh.
Congratulations on that. Appreciate that.
Thank you. And happy birthday, Fred.
Happy birthday.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
So, Fred, any big birthday plans for you, pal?
I'm just going to follow the lead of my girlfriend, and she's got everything all squared away, and so she says, and she's a very competent individual, so I'm going to ride with her.
Very nicely done. And for anybody out there who wants to celebrate Fred's birthday with Fred in spirit, thanks to Pamela, she let us know that there will be a Hunter Marathon on Saturday, July 5th on Get TV, 12 p.m. Central Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's going to be all day, all Hunter, all the time. That should be a lot of fun.
Wow.
I got a card from Pamela here, too.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
And Nikki and some others, they all sent their birthday love.
Hey, this is me. Let me see.
Yeah, here you go.
That's very nice of you guys.
The bounty. He also
It only happens once a year, they say.
Well, yeah.
That's what they say.
Every year.
Got all the cards here. Happy birthday. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday. Shout out.
Well, we have a lot of shout-outs coming on Facebook as well, in the Facebook chat at facebook.com/CRNTalk. We have Maggie wishing Fred Breyer a happy 4th of July and happy birthday. We have Rachel wishing you a happy birthday as well. We have Chris as well, and our friend Nikki. We love Nikki.
Well, I share my birthday with Sly Stallone and George W. Bush.
I saw those earlier, yeah.
We can't be all bad.
No. We got Sly Stallone. We got George W. Bush, 43. And, of course, the Sultan of Safety is Mr. Fred Dreyer. Stick around. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of sports, baseball, football, NBA, all sorts of great action happening. So stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail-order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775. Or go to westcliffcompounding.com. Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy. Custom care, trusted solutions.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignments. Joined by, of course, Jeremy Dayton, producer extraordinaire, and the man himself, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you very much.
We're eating some dried mangoes in here. They're tasty. And also, we should shout out, we're on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Saturdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's midnight GMT if you're in England. Also, check us out on the XM Sirius app, 967. And also in our flagship station, KABC 790. So not only is it the Sultan of Safety, Dacty Lefton's Fred Dreyer's birthday this coming weekend, it's also Bobby Bonilla Day this week. Bobby Bonilla, of course, every July 1st, New York Mets pay Mr. Bobby Bonilla, who's been retired, I think as long as I've been alive, $1 million.
God bless him.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Those checks are cashing.
Origins of the deal, in 2000, the Mets bought out Bonilla's remaining $5.9 million contract, and instead of a lump sum, they agreed to a 25 annual payments starting in 2011 with 8% interest.
Ooh.
That's you can't get that in the money market account.
That's pretty good. Bernie Madoff sure did that.
Yeah, Bernie, of course, Bernie Madoff, the hope to profit off investments with old Bernie, an idea that ultimately failed. So this gives us a chance to talk about these deferred payments. You know, of course, here in Los Angeles, we have Shohei Ohtani, $700 million, a bulk of which is deferred. Was deferred payments never a thing when you were playing?
Carol Rosenblum went to a deferred payment basis on contracts, and that way it was mathematically, actuarially possible to give players bigger contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. I was one of the fortunates that came in right at the right time. And then that just kind of had a sweeping effect, the rest of the players. And it worked out for about five or six players who had their hands full. It was a great time to be in the league at that time, you know.
What about in the entertainment business? Ever any deferred payments going on in the entertainment business, which you are expert at as well?
Oh yeah, we had some deferred payments with the Hunter Company,
mm-hmm.
and it worked out very nicely actually.
Let me ask you something that I've always wanted to ask you. Who are tougher to negotiate with, the NFL teams or the studios in Hollywood?
NFL owners.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was. And, of course, it all comes down to the individual themselves. You know, if you have a good relationship with the general manager and, you know, the ownership, then, you know, you can, you know, guy it up with them, you know, sit down and have a chat. The studios, they just come to you and say, look, this is what we've got. And, you know, the studio is the best business going so far. You're talking about deferred money.
Yeah.
But they had a real nice situation going over there, which they don't have anymore.
No, times have changed indeed. Along those same lines, who was the tougher negotiator on your behalf? Was it your football agent or your acting agent?
Oh, my football agent, because I was more tied directly to him. Of course, when I was a, as they say, you know, I wasn't one of the. You know, gee, I'll be home watching, cartoons when you call me and let me know if I have a contract or not and tell me what it is.
Uh-huh.
I would sit down with my representation, my attorney, and say, this is the structure and this is how we want to do it and let's go get some money, you know. and then at the same time, you know, most of the negotiations and the hunter were done with one-on-one with the attorneys. You try to get a good attorney who has relationships with the right people.
Yeah.
So you have to match people up a little bit. And if you didn't have a good relationship with if your attorneys didn't have a good relationship with the studios, then you change
by another attorney
representation.
Yeah,
it's only natural.
Oh, interesting, fascinating. So, deferred payments, other MLB deferred contracts. Brett Saberhagen, remember him? $250K a year from the Mets. Man, the Mets are just, man, I feel bad for their accounting department. Max Scherzer, $105 million from the Nationals, paid through 2028. Manny Ramirez, $24.2 million from the Red Sox through 2026, and perhaps some steroids as well. And Chris Davis, $59 million from the Orioles, 2020. Oh, Jeremy.
Who's Chris Davis?
Yeah, Jeremy, who's Chris Davis?
He came up in the Texas system. He was a lefty. He hit like 59 home runs one year. We gave him this max contract, and then he just flamed out and struck out like almost 300 times and like really flamed out of the league fast. We like tried to keep him in there because we were paying him so much money, but he was a dominant lefty he had like two or three really good years with the Orioles, and then like Albert Bell was just like.
Was he a left fielder?
Outfielder? First baseman.
First baseman.
So his name is not worth spit in Baltimore at this point?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty sore spot. I didn't even realize we were part of the Bobby Bonilla, too. We're paying him and Chris Davis and Albert Bell, I think, still. That's horrible.
Well, and then we talked about Ohtani before, signed a $700 million deal, but only gets $2 million a year from 2024 to 2033. But then he'll get $68 million a year from 34 to 43. How is that not contravening the salary cap? Well, there is no salary cap in baseball, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, it does make a difference.
It's the most crazy thing.
Do we think to expect, I mean, because these owners, we've seen, you know, Shohei get this contract. We've seen Fernando Tatis get a contract. We've seen, you know, these Juan Soto just get another $680 million contract. Are we going to see, do you guys ever think, a salary cap in baseball? Because these salaries just keep going up and up and up and up.
Well, as long as there's a parachute at the end on some of these things, then like the Dodgers, I mean, they're going to pay him $700 million. Well, they've already on paper, they've already recouped it.
Mm-hmm. They like with baseball, and I don't know if this is why, but there's 162 games a year. So even if you're not fielding a competitive team, people will take their family to the ballpark, pay exorbitant amounts for drinks and food and whatever. So it's like owners are still making a lot of money. Despite, I mean, only 16, well, 17, soon to be 18 in football. So it's like they have to make their money back, and that's why they have these limitations on contracts, I feel like. But this They're still making money, so it's like if they haven't fixed it yet, I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't economically feasible, then they wouldn't go ahead with these.
Well, it's a big clubhouse, and there's 30 owners, 32, 30 baseball 30, guys. Yeah. And so it just comes down. They can do what they want to do, and if it wasn't working out for them, they wouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy to me. I mean, I guess Jeremy's on the right track. With there's so many games, there's so much gate money, there's so much individual media money. They have local media money, you have national media money. But I mean, baseball in terms of popularity amongst its fans has decreased precipitously. I mean, the NFL is the number one game in this country.
Well, you remember when the Dodgers went to play went to Japan, yeah, to play the teams over the Korean team and
some of the Japanese pro teams.
They had pictures of Ohtani, not only in the airport, but all through the city, up on the walls and stuff. They celebrated him. They were so proud of this kid, and everybody. I mean, he's to have a player pay his way this early is really amazing. He's just really something.
He's really something too, both on the field and also off the field. Because imagine how much pressure that is, you know, not only to be a representative of your home country, but also, you know, the way he carries himself here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very kind, very apologetic.
Self-facing. Yeah,
so humble.
Just got married too.
Right, humble. That's it.
On his Instagram, it's just photos of his little cute dog. So, Shout out to you, Shohei Ohtani. Hope you stay for a long time. You've earned every penny. Stick around, you guys. It's me, Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn is on assignment. We're with the birthday boy, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend Fred Dreyer, and of course the long-suffering Orioles fan Jeremy Dayton. Stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back once again. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for Mike Horn on an assignment. I'm joined by the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, all around great guy, birthday boy Fred Dreyer, and of course, the long suffering Baltimore sports fan Jeremy Dayton. And we're getting near the halfway point of the MLB season. It's gone fast. And we're already talking about the All-Star game. And right now, the Dodgers have an All-Star game starter or finalist at every position. We have Shohei Ohtani as DH. We have Will Smith as catcher. Freddie Freeman, first base. Tommy Edman, second base. Max Muncy, much maligned Max Muncy, third base. Mookie Betts, shortstop. Hernandez for the outfield. And Andy Pages for the outfield as well. What do you guys think about that?
I find it fascinating. I think it's happened before. I couldn't tell you who and where, but that's... That's really a testament to being a general manager.
Absolutely.
You know, you get out there and you say, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to we're going to construct a business model. That's it. You know, they've got the money, the bank, they've got everything else. You know, you always wonder why people get rich and get rich and get rich. It's because they've got money to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, end up in the Dodgers. Speaking of the Dodgers, they certainly have that, and it's not only paying off for them, but I mean, it's, you know, you don't really see a lot of criticism because it makes sense of what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question that, you know, the Dodgers, because they have so much money to spend, I mean, they have a stacked squad. But my conjecture here is that, according to our crack research staff, which is Jeremy Dayton, the fans vote on these all-star positions. Yeah. And so my question is if the Dodgers, who are in the second largest market in the country, you know, if they had the same lineup, same staff here, like on the Mariners, would they get the same many votes? Because the reason I'm bringing that up is because Caitlin Clark, oh, the WNBA player, she was voted by the fans is the number one vote getter to be in the All-Star game. But then based off the writers and her peers, she was got the ninth most votes. So does it really have to do more with popularity or actual skill in an All-Star game?
It's mostly once you let the fans into it, it's popularity. It's driven popularity. And it's and they're popular. Why? Because they're good players.
All right.
You know, so
I'm not sure if it's weighted or not. If I know the fans have a big say. I think the fans vote in the starter and then coaches and players. But yeah, that's interesting with Caitlin Clark. I was reading some stuff on that. I almost put some stuff in here for it, but
yeah, I just came across the old thing here. One person that's not here on the staff of the Dodger All-Stars, the bevy of Dodger All-Stars, is Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw, according to Dave Roberts, has given the Dodgers a needed, quote, shot in the arm, end quotes. They call this the great Clayton Kershaw 2025 season comeback. After multiple surgeries, Kershaw missed the first 45 games of 2025 after enduring three surgeries over the previous 18 months. Shoulder, toe, and then a foot surgery after that. Missed hundreds of games. Yet still getting a full salary. How do we feel about that?
Oh, well, that's the game. You know, these contracts are guaranteed. You know, and for Clayton Kershaw and his specific relationship with the Dodgers organization, he's earned every penny of it. You know, I mean, he could have left that team within the confines of the last 15 years. He could have left them three different times. And made a lot of money.
That is true. He's very involved in the community here. Very spiritual man.
Yep. So he's a good citizen. He's great for them. There's another reason. You know, we got Shohei Ohtani. you know, laying down not only good citizenship, but great play and phenomenal performances. And you've got a very unusual relationship between Clayton Kershaw and the Dodger organization. And they seem to have done right by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in football there's things that we're going to we'll see how you do at the end of the year. We'll see how everything shapes out and if we're going to renegotiate or extend your contract. And so for the most part, it's really a method of communicating to the public and selling your franchise, which brings you back around to Shohei and all that. It's all these great teams have great veteran leadership, and they're all performers. They're not giving them these contracts because they're nice guys or they tell jokes on the bus, you know.
I think that's a really astute point, Fred, because not only does it, you know, it shows the Dodgers as an organization in a loyal light, but also that light shines to future free agents.
Yes.
Because let's say what I call it the Kobe Bryant treatment, where, you know, at the end of Kobe Bryant's career, God bless his soul, I mean, obviously they weren't going to be competitive for a title, but they knew if they gave Kobe, you know,
$25 million
a year, that maybe when LeBron James comes, like, that might entice LeBron James to come and end his career as the Lakers, because they'll, you know, keep him on the payroll, they'll give him a great publicity.
Yeah. Sure, the equity is already built into the system.
How's his stuff, though? How's Kershaw's stuff? I have to admit, I haven't watched too much of Kershaw this season.
It's a little slow.
Yeah. What about guile wise? I mean, is he hitting his spots?
Recently, he has been. He goes out there and gives them five innings. That's all they want him to do. Because if he goes six or seven, the opposing lineups come back around, you know, from the top to the bottom, top to the bottom. If they can get him out of there before too many people on the opposing side see his stuff, whatever the hell that is,
yeah,
then it's better for Kershaw and certainly the team.
It's amazing that he's here. I mean, he's got two rings now, right? Because they got one in COVID, and then last season. I thought he would have retired after both of them. He's had so many injuries. Just the fact that he's there, I can see why it would be a shot in the arm for the boost of the team. Because just like Shohei, he's an extremely humble, gracious guy. You know, he's a man of faith. So he's easy to root for. It's good to see him out there doing anything for the team.
Yeah, I'm a little hard on him. But yeah, you're right, though. Both of you guys are right. I'm wrong. Because I do remember when they won the title last year and they interviewed him. And, you know, he was drenched in champagne and he's just like, I didn't have anything to do with this. Like, you know, and gave all the glory and all the praise.
It was believable.
Yeah.
He wasn't just saying it to say, to curry a favor of saying, oh, don't worry. We all had your number and we all realized that you were a great part of this team and you helped win. And he goes, oh, shucks, no, I didn't. And the fact is that he didn't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. The players believed it. And they figure, well, if they're taking care of Kershaw when the chips come down, then maybe they'll do the same thing.
Yeah, for them.
You know, we talked about this before. That organization does a weird thing with the business model of pitching, and they're up to it again. Before they went over on their trip to Japan this last summer, they had like six guys not make the trip.
Yeah. I think it's eight starters and relievers were on the disabled list at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And so now they've got 15 starters on the DL, and it's amazing that they're able to conduct I guess I keep saying business model, but they understand pitching so well that they're very, very, very patient with these guys, and it really shows.
Yeah, it really does.
What happened last year, I can't get over it, just Freddie Freeman, because if Freddie Freeman doesn't have that World Series that he had, I don't think they win. And then all of these contracts looked a lot more bloated. All these injuries probably weigh a lot more on the team collectively. But because they're coming off that season, it's like it built this faith collectively in them. Probably kept Kershaw around another year. Who knows? Maybe he would have come back anyway. But it just seems like they're still riding the coattails of that just miraculous run they had on the back of Freddie Freeman. And he made it so that Shohei doesn't have any pressure now because he's already a World Series champion. Otherwise, he'd be feeling the weight of that contract, but now he doesn't.
It's almost like it's probably, if you really think about it, it's one of the most successful dynasties in terms of winning percentage that we've ever seen in sports. Because, I mean, going back all the way to like 2013, the Dodgers have been going to the League Championship Series or the World Series almost every year. I mean, yeah, they only got two World Series out of that entire run.
It just shows you how tough it is to win.
It's super tough to win, but I mean, I think it just shows to free agents and people around the league, even other general managers, that like this is the way it should be done because these guys are competitive every year. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more baseball right after the break. Make sure to check out the podcast. You can listen to the podcast or complete archives at thefreddryershow.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dryer. You can follow us on Twitter. That's X at Fred_Dryer. And you can email Fred at FredDryer@CRNTalk.com.
Yes, please do.
Stay with us.
Ever find a deal so good you think, should I tell my friends or keep it to myself? That's Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals. Styles for sunny days, home favorites for your space, and more. All at prices you'll love. Plus, earn Kohl's cash. Discover new deals daily and get free shipping. These deals are too good not to share. Once you've stocked up first, shop Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end July 10th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Airy, sitting in for Mike Horn. Of course, we're joined by the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, the birthday boy, Mr. Fred Dreyer, and long-suffering Baltimore sports fan, Jeremy Dayton.
Thank you.
All right.
We're so sorry, Jeremy.
You got crab cakes and pit beef, though, to come.
Boog's pit beef.
There you go.
At Camden Yards, that is the best.
With the horseradish sauce?
Yeah, I don't put horseradish on. I just put extra barbecue sauce, but it's so good.
All right, there we have it. All right, some sad news to report, though, for more MLB or news. We have Dave Parker. Dave Parker has passed away. Hall of Famer. Most people know him from his time for the Pirates. I remember him mostly on the Oakland A's. Those great, because he was in that outfield with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco, and those guys could hit.
That was a real big blow USA caravan every time they came through.
Oh, man. That team was a juggernaut. career stats, 290. He hit 290, 2,700 hits, 339 home runs, 1,493 RBIs. That'll get you in. That's right on the cusp to get you in. I mean, 2,700 hits, yeah. Known for his swagger, strength, and memorable quotes, i.e., when the leaves turn brown, I'll be wearing the batting crown.
And don't forget incessant sniffing.
The man had a little bit of a problem with the Saturday Night Sunset Strip sniffles, involved in a cocaine scandal in the Pittsburgh. Maybe Henry Hill was involved in that. 1985, likely delayed his Hall of Fame induction. He spent 15 years on the Baseball Writers of America ballot without election, but was finally inducted via the Classic Baseball Era Committee in 2024. Unlike Pete Rose, he got to enjoy that before he passed away. But RIP to Dave Parker.
Yeah, well, I had not heard any of these things.
Yeah, well, he was some player. I was watching Sports Roundup one day when they showed him hitting a ball over the right field fence and out of the stadium.
Yeah, the man had power. He had a lot of power.
Left-handed, crank it up, just start cranking it up. They would pitch, and the ball looked like an aspirin tablet, you know, as it left.
Maybe that aspirin was cut into something else he was taking.
How much did you interact? Like, obviously, a lot of celebrities interact, like, from the football world, the baseball world, because you guys weren't too far from overlapping. You did overlap, right, in playing careers? Did you ever meet, Parker?
Oh, yeah.
Any memories?
Yeah. We actually, let's see. I think we went to the Rams, went to Hawaii after the Super Bowl, and for a gala event and all that stuff, and the Steelers went as a football entry, and then that year, Dave Parker and those guys in 79-80 won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a Steeler football, baseball, Ram baseball, football, and it was a interesting week. I think it was 10 days or so, but it was a real interesting week, and everybody had a good time, and you know, a lot of midnight splashing.
Yeah, I bet.
No PG stories.
No. Well, yeah, there's.
I'll save them for the book.
There's so many odd things that happen when you put all those people together.
A lot of young men with money and type A personalities. A lot of
alphas.
Yeah, and it's really a...
All right, since we're going there, let's talk about this. Let me ask you this, Fred.
Yeah.
Who would have the wilder parties? Hollywood party or an NFL party? Which was wilder?
Well, NFL party is is louder for the sake of being loud because the people are loud.
Uh-huh.
They're naturally loud. You give them some alcohol and whatever else it is they're taking, and they have a tendency to just sing right along. And if it's
they're less inclined to look cool, to want to try to look cool.
Yeah, they're just big oafs and clomping up and down the beach in and out of the water, and they're having a great time, and it's all very legit. And, you know, go to a Hollywood party, and everybody's huddled up around the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little pretentious. You know?
I bet. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL. We're getting close to training camp. We're seeing some moves being made. I'm going to give this to you, Jeremy. What do we see? What's the hot stove going on in the NFL right now?
Well, to me, as a Ravens fan, it feels like there's a little bit of desperation coming out of Pittsburgh. They've just traded for Jalen Ramsey. They got rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick. They brought in Jonnu Smith. And they're trying to hold on because, you know, I think, T.J. Watt, he's wanting a new contract, but they have yet to re-sign him. So they're putting it out there that he's trying to get a trade, but I think it's just a ploy. But, you know, bringing in Aaron Rodgers, they're just so desperate to be like in that conversation of contender again, and it'll be interesting. I will never discount them. Those are always brutal matchups against them. But they've flavored the headlines. I'm kind of surprised that Darren Waller is coming out of retirement after saying he didn't have the heart for the game anymore. His body couldn't take it. What do you think about that, Fred? When somebody says their body just can't hang it, their heart's not in it anymore, then they come out of retirement to sign with the Dolphins and saying, I just missed the game. Do you think that it's possible?
Did you get divorced? Yeah, a divorce?
Yeah.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, their ex-wife is in the car and their engine's running.
Crooked attorneys?
and she thinks that you can go inside and ask the president for money. You know.
Did you miss it when you walked away?
I missed my friends.
Yeah.
But I didn't miss the burned out politic that goes along with every little thing.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's personal with somebody, I had some things that were personal. But, you know, after 15 minutes, it's a long day. It's a long drive, you know, from practice, down to the beach. So
what about physically? Sorry to butt in, but like, after high school, I was done playing football, and that was the one sport I really probably could have excelled in, maybe in like at least D3 college, but I was done with practice, and my body still has felt the effects from just 4 years of playing. After playing for 20-plus years, what was it like with your body, just time to recover and get back to normalcy?
See, that's interesting because I've always felt this way, that it's important for players to understand their limits. They're the only ones that can understand that. A trainer can't tell you how you feel. A doctor can't tell you how you feel. You have to be and have good enough relationships to say, I'm not practicing today, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
And have it mean something rather than just pull a tantrum and say, oh, I think I'm gonna, I'm going to go back into the locker room and lay down. When, in fact, many times you have to monitor what's going on with yourself and have it ring true. You have to know what's going on. Sometimes most of these guys, not most of them, but a good portion of them don't go through their entire career not knowing how to build that relationship between being hurt, not being hurt. I told this story a couple of times when I had one of my many concussions and sitting on the sideline after being peppered, on the field, and then come off the field and sit down at the end of the bench with all of the visual language that should tell people, stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coaches would come running over and saying, how you feeling? How you feeling? And I would look at them, and I had 10 of them, so how you feeling? I said, I'm feeling better, but I'd feel much better if you left me alone. And he says, oh, yeah, right. And he'd run down the end of the field, and then the coach would say, how's he doing down there? Well, I'll go back and see if he can go back in. And he'd run back down there and say, how you feeling now? And I'd say, Sid, get the blethering hell away from me. I don't want to see it until I get on the bus. You know, and if you don't guide them and tell them, you know, if you're waiting for them to say, hey, he looks pretty good, you know, look into this, look into this machine I've got here, and then we'll let you know if you can go back in and play it. No, I'm not going to go back.
Well, that's got to be hard, though, for a lot of players, especially those, you know, got 1 foot on the field and 1 foot on the practice squad. Because if you, you know, say that, you know.
Well, they're probably not in enough to really get hit that much.
You know, if you're on a team, I've always believed this. I've always thought this. What are you looking at as a player? Just playing, and then there's the going to and fro. What's going on in between? What is a player actually doing? What is he looking at? And if he doesn't know, he'll soon not be around.
Mm-hmm. This conversation makes me think of Junior Seau, but
tragic.
I'm curious too, just about like the weight, because I've known guys that weighed like 300 plus when they were in the NFL, and then they dropped down to like 220 within months. You know, I think of Jason Kelce. You look at him now, he's completely different. His body shape is completely different 1 year after retirement. Like, did you lose weight like that, or were you pretty much consistent?
No, I stayed. I never played an ounce of football over 227 pounds.
Wow.
I was 227 max.
As a D lineman.
But I went out, you know, in training camp and went up to 240, 245, knowing I'm going to shred 10 pounds easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I it was up to me to maintain my weight. And I found out if I went down an extra 5 pounds, I lost too much water weight, then I was dissipating in a way that I shouldn't. And so I would just realize that it's so important to know what your limitations are and what you have to do each and every day to stay at a specific weight and have it be truthful to you. Because if you're not truthful with it, you'll run out of gas short of the goal line, as they say.
We got about a minute and a half before we hit this next break. Once you did hung it up, did you miss the structure at all? Was it a little bit weird, like having your whole day just for you?
I always, when in the off season, I always plugged myself into my own schedule.
Okay.
So I always had a model and a schedule to go to no matter what I was doing. I never dilly-dallied. When the season was over with, the next Monday I wake up and I was doing something. Yeah.
I've been fortunate enough to interview a lot of retired athletes here, and it seems that the ones that I've, you know, come to find out after the fact have had problems adjusting do not have that kind of routine.
They didn't have it going in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've had, you know, kind of everything regimented their entire life, going back all the way to elementary school. And then one day it's just, you have all this money and all this time.
You have all the time and you don't know what to do with yourself. And that's the worst thing that can happen to especially a young guy.
Yeah. Very well said, Fred. Very well said. Well, you fought the good fight on the gridiron for many years.
Yeah, and I have a bashed brain to prove it.
Well, yeah. But you've had a heck of a career in two fields, in football and in entertainment. So my hat's off.
That's what they say.
Stick around, you guys. We're hanging out with Fred Dreyer, the birthday boy, Jeremy Dade, the long-suffering Baltimore sports fan, and me, Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mr. Michael Horn, out on assignment. And we'll return to wrap things up right after the break. Stay with us, folks.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back wrapping things up, spending some time. Thank you so much with us, you guys. We really appreciate it. You can check out the podcast, thefreddryershow.com. We're also on Spotify, Apple, all the outlets. Search for The Fred Dreyer Show. You can follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow us on X at Fred_Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. All right, we saved the best story for last. Why Joey Chestnut says Nathan's Hot Dog Contest is his Indy 500. Chestnut announced he had signed a three-year deal with Nathan's and the International Federation of Competitive Eating, the IFOCE, which runs the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Competition. Chestnut said that the terms of the deal call him for endorse only Nathan's hot dogs. I'm more of a Hebrew National fan myself.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan's are okay.
They're both good.
Yeah. That require him to stop endorsing hot dogs for Impossible Foods. So Mr. Chestnut is back. Because, Jeremy, you mentioned he was banned at one point.
Yeah. Well, last year they wouldn't let him because he defaulted on his agreement. He could not sponsor another hot dog. So now he's no longer – now he's the face of all other Impossible Foods, just not their Impossible hot dogs.
Oh. Oh, must be a nice work. Nice. Chestnut, of course, holds the all-time Nathan's record for hot dogs consumed. 76 hot dogs with buns in a 10-minute contest.
Jim, wait a minute. Who decides if you have to eat the bun or not?
I guess it's part of the rules. I think it's you got to. Real fast, Jennifer Horn, she approached us about this question. She wants us an answer from each of us. So if we were to enter an eating contest, a competitive eating contest, What would you be most competitive with? What food item would you excel at in a competitive eating contest?
Pizza.
Really? Crust included.
I go through pizza, yeah.
Because you could take out a whole pizza by yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could definitely do one. Easy.
Fred?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Like whole cantaloupes? Just like getting in there,
cantaloupe?
Or like wedges?
I'd cut it. Take it and cut it.
How many hot dogs do you think you can do, Jeremy? With bun.
If I was trying to be competitive, maybe 10.
Fred?
I would hate to think. I'd hate to put a number on it. But the cantaloupe thing works because when it comes out, it's easy.
A little more pleasant.
It's easy.
A little more pleasant extraction, if you know what
exactly.
I mean.
Exactly.
I would do, you can put dim sum in front of me. And I just eat it like crazy. Like that or guacamole. But that does not come out very well.
Yeah, no.
We're out of time. Fred, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Of course, my pleasure. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Jeremy, thank you very much. I'm Mike Gary for the Old Growler, Mike Horn. We're in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show.